Welcome to Public Safety Talk Radio, the podcast for all of our heroes in public safety, including law enforcement professionals, firefighters, EMTs, corrections officers, healthcare workers, and more. This show is produced by the POCUA and is founded upon its Soundness Initiative.
This episode is sponsored by Police Mortgage. Police Mortgage is a full-service mortgage company dedicated to serving police officers and first responders. Founded in 2008, Police Mortgage offers a variety of mortgage products tailored to meet the needs of those who serve and protect. Police Mortgage, for first responders who are second to none.
Hi, I'm Ken Bader, your host for Public Safety Talk Radio. We're excited to kick off a new season, and we're kicking off a new season with one of my favorites. All of you know how much I love first responders and have a special affinity for law enforcement and military, obviously. And my other passion is entrepreneurship. And we get to combine both of those today, this morning. I have the founder and co-owner of TC Burton. His name is Todd Burton, and also one of their great business development people, which is Kathy Sipes from TC Burton Enterprises. Kathy, Todd, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having us.
My pleasure to have you. Yeah, I love the entrepreneurial story, as I mentioned, even better when it is helping first responders out there. And most importantly, I always love the backstory. You know, nobody ever, you know, just wakes up and says, yeah, I'm going to start a company today. I don't know what. Yeah, there's some kind of lightning bolt or something. And I was reading on your website that I believe it is your stepdaughter that is responsible for all this. So why am I talking to you two? Where's your stepdaughter? She's the brains of the operation, apparently.
She's a police officer for Whiteland in Whiteland, Indiana. Her name's Emily Baltaw. She's my stepdaughter.
Awesome. Well,
here's the military.
Awesome. Thank her for her service in all sincerity. But apparently, you know, she helped you, Todd, with an epiphany to start this company. Tell us about that.
I was developing the first concept of what we have here, which is ballistic armor kits for vehicles. And I started out on a construction vehicle because of that's my work. I mean, I was in the construction field. I was around all this heavy equipment. And so I started developing this concept on the track loader. And that's where the actual patent was started out from. And then after reviewing it with Emily, because she was already in the military and getting ready to get out, showed her, she spent 6 years in the military and was over in Afghanistan for some time and also in Germany. So I was showing her what was on my creative mind, and she kind of went kind of nuts and kind of went, man, this is kind of cool. And then after reviewing some things with her, then I also saw a photo of her that she sent. She says, hey, I'm riding this ATV around from these FOB bases. And she's an MP, so she was, that's part of her job was to protect the FOB bases and was a gunner for a lieutenant.
Sure.
And these off-road vehicles, they're wonderful what they do, but there's, even though they have their body armor on them, she was still an open target.
Yeah.
And so that's the transition from the actual track loader concept into the off-road vehicle market of the first one out of the gate is the ATV.
Got it. Yeah. So I understand you have what's called a DSV, which is a diversified support vehicle. Say that fast three times. And a light dragoon, not a light dragon, but a light dragoon, which is an LD. So if I understand it, because I'm not bright and I'm also not law enforcement or military, it's basically like a kit. It's an ATV and you're putting protection around it. Is that correct?
Yes, it's basically an armored kit design, and the concept will be able to fit over multiple vehicles in time. And so the first process of coming up with the concept was on a track loader, just because I spent a lot of time. And so with that in mind, the patent was developed, and multiple vehicles can be used in this concept. And so the DSV, basically, when it's the armor kit is placed upon the track loader. Some things that you can incorporate through technology to create what I call a diversified support vehicle, meaning there's a lot of diversification with my armored kit that you're able to apply other resources that equipment, technology, possible weaponry. It's just whatever the end user wants to place upon this armored kit. And so that's why I labeled it or called it the DSV, short for Diversified Support Vehicle, which in the military and law enforcement, they all have their acronyms and they're just letters. So the DSV is where that generated from.
Where it started.
And then going into the off-road vehicle market, in history, you'll see a lot of dismounted troops being called light dragoons. The Continental Army had four regiments of light dragoons, and the British Army still today uses the terminology light dragoons, and it's their light reconnaissance off the road by horse then, and now they still use that terminology in England and the British Army with the light dragoons. So the LD represents that mobility to go off-roading, to go light, to go tactical. And then the one just represents it's a one-person vehicle. So as time allows and as engineering and funding and all that comes into play, and if our end user says, hey, I want it, can we do it on this vehicle or this vehicle? And then and with engineering, we're hoping to achieve that. And so it could be an LD2 or an LD4, just representing the amount of personnel that's inside that vehicle.
Interesting. Well, shifting to Kathy, because you're in charge of selling this stuff. So, you know, say, you know, I'm, you know, an executive or a professional or, you know, the captain or the chief of the Chicago Police Department or the Metropolitan PD in Washington, D.C. And I, you know, well, what's a DSV? What's an LD? You know, why should I use this? You know, why do I need to spend X so I can have 18 of these things ready to go, you know, towards the Capitol? You know, explain to me, you know, why and how I should use these.
Yeah, well, first of all, just to clarify, so the DSV was the original concept geared toward military. We've shifted, we've pivoted just to the LD at this point is what we offer. So the DSV was the inspiration, the starting point.
Well, wait a minute. Whoa. I don't want an LD. I want a DSV right now. If you can't give it to me, I'll cut off the show. See, that like Kathy, you know, spoken like a true salesperson. It's like, well, if that's really what you want, then, you know, we could do something special for you. But I interrupted you. Go ahead. Please continue on the LD.
Anything can be accomplished with money and engineering, so we can talk for sure. So what we look at these days with law enforcement organizations, almost all of them have the Bearcat or the MRAP, right? So they have these huge armored vehicles that are allowing them to get their personnel to the location safely. But then at some point they have to step off those armored vehicles and hit the ground, because those armored vehicles are limited in the ability to drive between buildings, drive into backyards, drive into the woods, drive into buildings. So they are limited there, right? So they leave their protection of their huge armored vehicle, and then all they have is their plate on their vest, which is something. But really, our goal is to provide them the equipment that lets them go right in without hesitating, right? So imagine there's an active shooter in a mall. The LD1 drives right through the doors and you go right in and you get them. You don't have to send your men in on foot unprotected to go assess the situation or address the threat. So our LD allows them drive right into, the bad guy runs into the woods. Let's go get him. Let's just hop on the LD and let's get in the woods and go get him safely, right? So could law enforcement do that now? Sure, they've got their vests, they've got shields that they carry. But that really adds wear and tear on your personnel, and it doesn't provide them 360-degree coverage from oncoming fire. So the LD gives them some more maneuverability. It gives them a lot more options on where they can go safely. That's our goal. So we talk about here in Indiana, like our SWAT teams, we've, you know, talked with them. They're constantly in what we call like a vinyl village. So houses made out of vinyl siding. Well, just because you are on the side of that house, you might have concealment, but you don't have cover. So, but if you're standing out just as your person, you're still at risk of taking fire. But if you are in an LD, that's then you're protected. And our LDs are NIJ level 3. So they'll stop up to AR-15s, AK-47 rounds, up to 308. So it's just a different level that gives them maneuverability and access that's protected that they don't have right now. So that's what we're looking for. I don't know if you saw on our website, our mission statement literally is to provide awesome equipment for the good guys to defend us from the bad guys. Our goal is that they don't have to hesitate. They don't have to wait at the end of the hallway for a shield. They can just drive right down that hallway in our LD1. So that's our goal, is to get it in their hands so that they can do their job safely.
Yeah. I'm looking at your website and your mission statement right here. You almost got it verbatim. Good job, Kathy. You've been trained well. Yes. but yeah, really interesting concept.
Are you looking for a podcast to answer some financial questions? Well, then check out the Mortgage Beat podcast, brought to you by Police Mortgage, for first responders who are second to none. Mortgage Beat gives insight into the home loan process specifically for police officers, firefighters, and other public safety professionals. The podcast is hosted by Police Mortgage CEO John Aritos, who has decades of experience in the mortgage industry. Check out Mortgage Beat on Spotify today.
You know, out here in Los Angeles, and of course in Los Angeles, we don't have that much crime. But yeah, at least that's probably what the mayor will tell you. But
you know, they disagree.
But one of the things that, you know, we see out here is you'll have these pursuits. And, you know, usually the bad guy, you know, as you so eloquently put it, will so, you know, wisely, because, you know, he doesn't, you know, realize that not only are there 8 squad cars behind him, but, you know, multiple helicopters above, you know, figures that he can, you know, hide in somebody's house, or, you know, like, nobody sees you. Yeah, you're not on 4 stations in, you know, Los Angeles County. You know, we're watching you right now. We know where you are. But yeah, in some of those those smaller areas, obviously out here, they'll send in some type of a robot in there so that they're not putting their officers or their canines in harm's way, but can get, you know, they can get some recon on what's happening, and also, you know, sometimes even put gas or something else on the robot. It seems like this is kind of like a bigger version of that, but better, because you actually have a human being that's operating right there in the ATV. Obviously, you need a bigger space like a mall and not a small house, but it seems like kind of a similar concept here.
It's what's fantastic also is, so you have a human being who can engage a bad guy when they encounter them, which a robot cannot do. And something else that, yet the LD also offers. So when the doors are open, I don't know if you've seen that picture on our website, when the doors of the LD are open, they basically, the whole ATV becomes a moving shield. So you can have one person in, but you can have the stack of your guys lined up behind the LD. So they also have protection without having to carry their heavy shields. So you can get more than one person in if it's, you know, like a school or a warehouse, or like we talked about, the mall, or even think about the wide open spaces, like all the festivals that happen and the parades and these outdoor events that are kind of soft targets, concert venues, stadiums, all of these could have a response that has people involved, one person driving quickly on the on the LD1 and the ATV, or they can drive slowly and have a whole stack of individuals behind them that are shielded behind the NIJ level 3 protection as they go in. So lots of options.
Yeah, you bring up a great point, because that's one of the things that I always fear is active shooter situations. We could be naive, but unfortunately, that is a reality in our society, whether it's a school ball or hadn't even been thinking about a festival, or the Boston Marathon bombing a number of years ago, and how something like this could have been very useful. But going to an active shooter situation, my question is how fast are these things? Because if you do have an active shooter situation, maybe the sucker does fit into the gymnasium or the school, but a lot of it is speed. It's timing. Okay. We have minutes, the 90 seconds can make a difference, between, having only a couple people injured and having, 18 people losing their lives if we're talking about an automatic weapon. So how fast can these things be deployed? Can they get up to 120, miles per hour? How fast are these suckers?
It's basically the speed of the actual vehicle, which the Polaris 850, with our armored kit on there, we can still press speeds if a personnel is trained correctly on it and understanding the perimeters of our armored kit. We have no problem of driving pretty quick.
Yeah.
And so
and the other thing that we like to stress is having it on scene is more effective. So obviously, a school, or let's say a campus, a university campus, or think of like the campus of a huge manufacturing facility that have multiple buildings in one site, right? So if that particular manufacturing facility has its own security network on scene, that sits there on scene, which a lot of them do, and that security group already has LD, multiple of them on site. Now they know exactly where to be and they can be there quickly. They know exactly, they've trained which doors to get in and out of. So they can be effective almost immediately if the LD1 is right there on site. So college campuses, the police department there could have one right there on site. They train with it on the campus. They know the quickest routes. They know the doors that are accessible, that are a double door. Mall security could have one right on site. So having it there is
major deterrent.
Yeah. And it also is, a proactive stance. Oh, that we know that school system has an LD.
Yeah. It's a great. Yeah, it's a great point. Nobody goes to malls anymore, although I go to one for the gym. But it's an excellent point in that, I remember some stupid movie I saw years and years ago where somebody used the line, power perceived is power achieved. All of a sudden you got a couple of these things sitting there at a festival or a school or, like you said, a university, and all of a sudden a perceived soft target isn't as soft. And I use the same, my wife and I talk about this with our home, is we've got a couple of cameras out there, and I said, even when the sucker is off, they don't know that. You get these folks are usually looking for the easiest route or the path of least resistance. This house has cameras. That one doesn't. Maybe I'll try that one. This school, has 4 LDs. That one doesn't. Maybe I'll shoot some people there.
One thing about the size of the compact size of this, most of all your law enforcement vehicles, SUVs, they all have their trailer hitches on the back of their vehicles. Anyways, this unit does not weigh as much as a lot of the armored vehicles weigh. And so most of your departments already have a vehicle they can pull a light trailer with it. And so with that compact size and everyone's common vehicle size, every department can pull. They don't have to go and perceive, say, hey, I need this large, huge trailer and this big truck that's a 3,500 size truck, or, you know, it doesn't take those size vehicles to pull two or three of these around on a trailer that can be off-roaded in minutes, like a lawn, you know, the zero turn radius lawnmowers. I mean, they come off the trailer quickly, and because of this compact size,
yeah, they're really
there's easy not a lot around. Of special sauces to go to maneuver this around, whether you're driving it to a scene.
And we've talked with some SWAT teams, obviously, in our, you know, development of this, and most of them, when they deploy, either planned or reactionary, they already have the equipment. They know, like, when we get a call, we go grab this, this, and this, right? Like, these vehicles, this equipment. Well, this would just be part of their toolkit, right? So it would already be trailered. It would be on the back of their SUV, and they would pull it right to the scene, just like any other of their equipment. And, you know, so even if you're not thinking active shooter, think like the SWAT teams who maybe have to surround a house. And well, you have guys out back on foot, out the back of that house, right? Like the cordon team or the rapid response team in the back. So now if they're in the back in the field, well, they can be in an LD so that if anyone goes running, they have the ability to chase them and the protection that they need. So it would just be another tool that they would just have ready to deploy really quickly, already loaded up on their trailer, or in some states where they just have it already plated and they can just be road ready, they can drive it straight to the scene themselves. So yeah sure.
So what I'm assuming that you're obviously talking to law enforcement agencies and military. You know, I would think that the Secret Service would love something like this in certain situations. What are law enforcement agencies saying about this tool?
Oh, they love it, right? So they all love the idea, and they know that, again, it's something that's never been seen before. So they all know the Bearcat, they know the MRAP, these large vehicles. When they see this, it kind of, you see a light bulb go off in their head, like, oh, why haven't we done this before? This makes sense. We've talked to a lot of them that just say, you know, we just hear stories about, oh, yeah, my guys were in this horrible situation here, and this would have made all the difference.
Yeah. In the beginning process of designing this, with the prototypes that I built myself, we had a conversation with about 16 individual personnel that are active in law enforcement, DOD, as well as a couple Navy SEAL guys. And so they were all part of this, we call our whiteboard session, where we just write down everything of why it would work and what wouldn't work. So before any of this or anybody actually saw the models that you see on our website, there was a lengthy process of about 5 years to bring what I designed off of the patent to a life-size model. And then we took that model to our whiteboard session with these personnel. It probably is about a half a day process. We had them there for about a half a day. I mean, time went by because of all their input, And then we took all that input to our engineer team. And then that's where that's where we're at right now of what you see. So it was with the person, the end user in mind from the very start of the process.
Yeah, and I know I've never been a police officer, but I've known and worked with several of them over decades. And I know those folks really love their toys, whether it's boats or snowmobiles or motorcycles or whatever. So a lot of them are probably having fun with an ATV someplace on vacation or what have you. It's like, why didn't I think about putting armor on this sucker? So they're probably already familiar with the product.
Yeah. I did.
So. It is true. And lots of law enforcement already do use ATVs, right? Like think of the DNR officers and, you know, some of the law enforcement that are in outlying areas. So a lot of them already use ATVs. And well, you know, you see it all the time in Chicago. They have used ATVs in the streets and horses and motorcycles and bicycles, everything to get that, you know, the maneuverability, but this them the maneuverability with the protection. So that's the difference. So,
Everything from
border patrol. You know,
Oh yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, even on bicycle that I see. I mean, yeah, you'll get through all the maneuverability, but you're out in the open. Mm-hmm. A horse is used a lot in some of the larger cities. I get all that, and their tool of how they use that is precise of what they chose. But a horse can get shot just as easy as a person can.
Yeah.
And so with that incident, but also what's nice about the LD1 too is that you can actually, we're able to have room on the back for accessories as well as, hey, can I get a couple more shields to the location? Yes, you can.
Yeah.
So it adds that little ability of them of utilizing not only the kit for protection, but utilizing the actual utility mm-hmm. of other accessories that will be coming down the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could even have fun with it and, you know, put it in the local parade or something. I'm always thinking of ideas.
Timing-wise, yes, it's been like a 5-year, you know, journey with a lot of the development, mm-hmm. but this past year is our first year existence as a company. So yeah. We're right out of the gate, and we have some very interesting things that are coming on board, and we're excited about all that. So we are out of the gate fresh as a company.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm glad that you're here. I think the timing is definitely right. And coupled with the fact that, yeah, I know from experience that, you know, people say, oh, this is great. And, you know, I don't know about the price point, but then all of a sudden it's to talk about budgets and, you know, when the next buying season is and so forth, which doesn't speak to the value of the product, but speaks to the process of working with local government.
That's exactly right. It's just a matter, it's timing, right? So we are patient. We know what we have to offer is going to make a difference. It's just a matter of, you know, like Todd said, we're brand new, we're getting it out there, and, you know, we'll work with budgets, we'll work with funding. We're going to work with all of the options for our, for our markets so that
And another great thing about our product, we're not bringing anything new to to the process. We're just putting it together in a different package. There's ATVs all over the United States and all over the world being used for law enforcement and DOD purposes. Mm-hmm. So the ATV mm-hmm. and its presence is not new. The armor that the law enforcement carry or DOD carries, the lightweight ballistic materials, which we use, is not new. And they're there on the market. So we're utilizing every like off the shelf. We're taking this, we're combining it. And so the one great thing that we feel is that we're not bringing something totally new. We're just utilizing the products that are already there and combining mm-hmm. them in a unique package that is affordable for a lot of departments across the board. And it's very, very tight, compact package can be used in a lot of spaces and incidents that happen that will be able to get this personnel in there, and also by helping retrieve people that are trapped mm-hmm. in these incidents that mm-hmm. hey, now I've got a 120-inch shield wall that as you go down a school hallway now you can come out of your classrooms and get behind that and head out towards the school, or in a mall situation where if you had two or three or four of these surrounding an area with their shield doors open, that create a shield wall for everyone to start maneuvering behind it and getting out of there. So it's creating that movable perimeter of not only trapping somebody, but a perimeter that people can escape. And this whole purpose is about saving lives, period. Mm-hmm. The lives of officers and the lives of people that are in that situation that they never thought they'd ever be in that situation.
Yeah. It, I would think too, you have a couple of those things coming at you and like a riot situation or so forth, that's a little bit more intimidating than just a bunch of plastic shields.
Yeah.
No, this is awesome. As we begin to wrap up, How best can people find you if the Border Patrol, if Secret Service, if the New York Police Department is watching or listening? How best can they contact and find T.C. Burton Enterprises and get a few of these LDs in their department?
Everything they need is on our website, tcburton.com. They can learn all about the products. Our contact information is there. We all questions, we'll take them, discussions. Let's talk it through. Let's see what's available. And
and of course, all of our social media platforms are there also.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I will attest that T.C. Burton Enterprises not only has a great website, but is really, really easy to find. So, you know, so make sure you Google it and find them.
Yeah,
but
it is. Yeah.
But really, really, in all sincerity, I appreciate and love what you're doing. As some of my closest friends and family will tell me that, you know, maybe I'm a realist, maybe I'm a pessimist. But one of the things that always gives me joy, whether I'm at the SHOT Show or talking to folks like you, is the entrepreneurship and the technology and the ideas that are coming to law enforcement. And I think that is going to be the future and a better future for all of our law enforcement out there. And you guys are on the cutting edge of that. And I really appreciate what you're doing, guys.
That means a lot, Ken. We really appreciate that. We appreciate you helping us get the word out there. Just trying to equip the good guys so that we can make everyone
guys.
Safer. Yeah.
Yeah. So. It's about lives.
Yeah.
It's about lives. That's all it's about. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm always for protecting police officers out there in any way, shape, or form. So thank you guys. It was a wonderful conversation. Really appreciate you being here. And I appreciate you listening or watching this episode of Public Safety Talk Radio. And we'll be back with you next week with another great guest.
Public Safety Talk Radio is produced by the POCUA. POCUA is a consortium of financial institutions serving law enforcement as well as other first responders and public safety professionals. To learn more about our association and to find one of our credit unions or service providers near you, go to www.policecreditunions.com. And always remember, if you aren't working with one of our POCUA credit unions, you're just banking with an institution that just so happens to serve first responders. As a public safety professional, you and your family deserve better. Find a POCUA credit union today.